This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
We're joined on the line now by Rob Mitchell of the RJM Trust. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Doug.
We heard earlier on this year from Leonie Young of Beyond Blue about how they were going to be much more engaged with the gay and lesbian community in the future. And one of the things you and I were both concerned about was getting some money for Sue Hackney for her rural gay youth outreach project in Kyneton, Way Out. And Beyond Blue were very sympathetic to the idea of providing a grant, but that hasn't seemed to have worked out.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right, and I mean, they were beyond sympathetic. In fact, for the third time, I think it is now, Sue spent some 3 months working very, very closely with a couple of people at Beyond Blue to make sure that the project that they wanted to put up and get funding for from Beyond Blue met all their criteria.
Now, that was the problem in the past, wasn't it? Because Leonie told us, if I remember rightly, that it wasn't that they couldn't fund it, but they hadn't addressed the proper criteria.
Well, exactly. I mean, the stumbling block, as I understand it, and I use the phrase, I understand it, because it seems to be a bit of a moving feast, is that Beyond Blue only fund research projects. Now, I would take issue with that, but if we just stick with that for the moment, they say that they only fund research projects, and they went through and made sure that, that the project was constructed in such a way that it met all that criteria, but they still can't get past, first base, and it was obviously, profoundly disappointing when Sue told me that, they just weren't getting anywhere with it.
What strikes me as strange, I've seen some correspondence on this, and what strikes me as kind of strange is that they were working with Beyond Blue staff in order to make sure that they met the criteria that Beyond Blue wanted. But then Beyond Blue turned around and said, no, you haven't met the criteria and our staff must have given you the wrong information.
Yeah, look, that's my understanding of it, and that's just not on. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's obviously, you can use whatever analogy you like, whether it's moving goalposts or hurdles that can't be jumped. But at the end of the day, we know what the data says, and the data says two things, that the rates of suicidal ideation and depression in young men and women who aren't straight, Australia-wide, is some 5 or 6 times their straight counterparts, point one. Point two, we can fix it.
Yeah,
that is the thing that everybody needs to take away from this discussion. Is that, we don't need a silver bullet here. We don't need a new drug. We don't need new legislation. We've got yards of legislation. All we need is the political will, and I use the word political in the broader sense, in terms of, from Lisa Neville, the Minister for Mental Health here in Victoria, and also Nicola Roxon, the Federal Health Minister. We need the political will from them down through the various agencies, such as Beyond Blue, which get a raft of public money. And in fact, Victoria provides more than all the other states and territories combined. That's the problem. We are just not getting any leadership on this at all. And until we get that leadership, we are not going to get, a reduction in the suicide rate here in Victoria, or B, Australia-wide. It's just not going to happen.
No. Now, there's apparently a round table taking place today with a number of people from the gay and lesbian community and...
It must be today, Doug, my ears are burning.
Well, I'm a bit surprised that you're not there.
Well, you're not the only one. In fact, I had about a dozen people emailing me yesterday saying things along the lines of, I look forward to meeting you tomorrow, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And I had to email back, more than a dozen times saying, well, actually, no, you won't. And there was, universal surprise, I suppose. But look, quite frankly, what's important here is that the researchers and, the people in the mental health area get in front of Beyond Blue and, make absolutely sure that they rectify, these errors that have gone in the past where there's been no projects funded. So whether I'm there or not physically is really immaterial. I think that, the community has done a very, very good job. In the last, it's only been really 2 or 3 months that we've really, been hammering this. And we've got a result here which, you know, and I don't want to put the monsters on it, I hope that, you know, out of today, you know, a lot of people walk away from that conference, you know, satisfied and you know, with a new vigour, because, I mean, we've got all the research there. The research has been done by, you know, entities like Arches, you know, Dr. Lynn Hillier and so on. We just need people to take notice of it.
Well, you know, I'm rather hoping that a little mole sitting up there at Melbourne Airport Hotel with this round table is going to call me before the show's over and let me know what happened, but we'll have to keep our fingers crossed on that one. In the meantime, Rob, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No worries.
We're going to have to leave it there because we're actually running a teensy bit late this morning already, and we've got a packed program, including having to get a call through to Houston later on. Let us know, too, when you know anything about the outcome of this meeting, and we'll try and get Lisa Neville on the program to talk to us once more.
Certainly will, Doug. Thanks for your help.
All right. That's Rob Mitchell there of the RJM Trust.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.